Today's daf is Brachas daf Nun Zayin. We are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanon. The Gemara is continuing to discuss dreams. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Haroya Kana B'chaloyim. If somebody sees a reed in a dream, Yitzap Elochachma, it's a sign that he's going to become wise. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kinei Chachma. Now, Kinei in that Pasuk doesn't mean reed. It means acquire, but it's the same word, Kinei Kana. Thus, Haroya Kana B'chaloyim, that's a sign of Kinei Chachma. Kanim, what if somebody sees reeds in the plural, Yitzap Elabina? It's a sign that he's going to acquire Bina. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, U'bechol Kinyoncha Kinei Bina. You find the word Bina associated not just with Kinei, but rather U'bechol Kinyoncha Kinei, which seems to suggest several Kanim. So if somebody sees several Kanim, he's not only going to have Chachma, he's going to have Bina. Now, Chachma and Bina are very similar, but they're clearly not the same thing. There are many adjectives that are used in Tanakh that at first glance are synonyms of each other. Chachma, Bina, Das, those are the most notables. But there are many words that are used to describe Chachma, but clearly they're not the same thing. And really exhibit A, to prove that they're not the same, is that the Gemara says that women have Bina Yisera, but at the same time, Chazal say, Noshim Daitan Kalos. So you see, Bina, they're Yisera, Das, they're Kalos. What do you mean? I thought it's all the same thing. So clearly it's not the same thing. So if somebody sees one Kana in the singular, Yitzapel Chachma, if somebody sees Kanim, Yitzapel Bina. Reb Zeira said, Kara, Kaira, Kira, and Kanya. If somebody sees a pumpkin, hearts of palm, wax, or a reed. So you don't have to see all four. But if somebody sees one of them, Kulu, Maila, Lechelma. These are all good signs as it relates to a dream. Tanya, hey, Marin, Deluin, El, Lemishu, Yarish, Shemayim, Bechol, Koicha. If somebody sees a pumpkin in his dream, that means he's a Yarish, Shemayim, Bechol, Koicha. It's a tremendous madrega to see a pumpkin in your dream. Harayish, Abachaloim. If somebody sees an axe in his dream, Yashkiv, Yemish, wake up in the morning and he should say, Bechor, Shoiroi, Hadarloi, Koidim, Shikad, Menu, Pasuk, Acher, before another pasuk quickly goes into his mouth, and that is ki yigach shor esish. So bechor shoyrei hadrolai is a very positive pasuk related to a shor. Ki yigach shor is shor esish, a not such positive pasuk related to a shor. So a person should be poiser is chalim l'tayif. So we mentioned dreams and oxen. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabban. Five things were said regarding somebody that has a dream about an ox. If somebody in his dream is eating from the meat of a shor, it's a sign that he's going to become wealthy. If somebody has a dream, and in the dream he was shtoist by a shor, so at first glance you think that's not a good dream. No, it's a sign that his kids are going to be shtoising and learning. If somebody has a dream where he was bitten by a ox, that is a bad thing. If he was kicked by the ox, means he's going to go on a very long trip. If he was riding an ox, means he's going to go to Gdula. Is that true? If somebody has a dream where he's riding an ox, it's a sign of Gdula. But we learned in a braisa, that if somebody has a dream and in the dream he's riding an axe, it's a bad sign. It means he's going to die. The Gemara says, like, Kasha, Hadarachav Ulatura, Hadarachav Tura Lididay. Was the dream that he was riding the axe or was the axe riding him? If he was riding the axe, that's a good sign. He's Oyla Ligdula. If the shur was on top of him, that's not a good sign. If somebody sees a donkey in a dream, Yitzapil Yeshua, it means Yeshua Zakamik. Shenemar, Hine Malkoi Chiyavi, Loch Tzadik Venoishahu, Apostle in Zachariah, Oni Veroichav Alachamar. We know the Mashiach is compared to an Ani. An Ani v'roichev al chamar. So if somebody sees a chamar, it's a sign of Yeshua's. It's a sign of Mashiach. If somebody sees a cat in a dream, so Basra, the Karlei Shunra, if you live in a place where they call a cat a Shunra, Nasus Leishira, no. It's a sign that there's going to be good songs. Meaning, it's a very positive sign. Shinra, if it's in a place where they call it Shinra, Nasus Leishinuira, then it's a sign that there's going to be a bad Shinra. Now, what if you live in a place where Shunra and Shinra are both pronounced Shinra? I'm not sure. Haraya Nava Mechaloim, if somebody sees grapes in a dream, Levanois, if they're white, Bem is man mentioned Lovas Mana, whether they're ripe dreams or they're not ripe dreams, Yafois, it's a good sign. Shchirois, if they're black grapes, then already it depends. If they're in season, then it's not good. If somebody sees a white horse in a dream, it doesn't matter if the sus was moving very calmly, or if it was galloping, it's a good sign. A white horse is a good sign. If he sees a red horse, then it depends. If it was galloping, a red horse, moving fast, kasha, that's a bad sign. Haraya Yishmael Bechaloy. What if somebody sees Yishmael Bechaloy? We'll see what that means. Tfilas and Nishmas, that's a sign that his prayers are going to be answered, says the Gemara. You have to read the fine print. Vedavki Yishmael ben Avram. That's only true if he sees Yishmael, as in Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu. Avotaya ba'alma. But if somebody sees an Arab whose name is Yishmael, or just an Arab who's a Yishmaeli, loy, then you don't have that sign. If somebody sees a camel in a dream, that's a sign that he's supposed to die, v'tzilu mimen, and he was speared from it. How do you know that? Amar Rab Chama, Rab Chanina, my crow. The pasuk says, Anoichi eire dimcha mitzrayimah, v'anoichi a'alcha gam oloi. So this is Hashem's talking to Yaakov Avinu. Anoichi ered imcha Mitzrayim. I'm going to go with you to Mitzrayim. Imi anoichi betzara. V'anoichi alcha, and I'm going to take you out eventually. Gam oloi. Gam oloi sounds like gomol. Gam oloi. So you see, you're in Mitzrayim. Bad things are happening, but then you're going to be snatched out. Gam oloi, that's gomor. Nachem Yisrael and Bihachi. You learned it from a different pasuk. It says Gam Hashem hever chatoscha loisam. So the pasuk is clearly talking about someone who had averos, but Hashem was maver the chaton. Hashem looked away from the averus. As a result, loy samus, if you take the gam and you merge it with the loy, a few words later, gam loy, again, is gomel. So roya gomel bechaloyim, that's a sign that nisa niknesu loy. So I'll tell you two interesting. Haroya pinchas bechaloyim, if somebody sees pinchas in a dream, pelanasaloy, it's a sign that miracles are going to happen. Haroya pil bechaloyim, if somebody sees an elephant in a dream, ploys nasuloy, that means a lot of miracles are going to happen. Pilim, if he sees elephants, Pilei plays nasu life. Right? You remember Tanya? Is this all true? But we learned in the Brisa. Kol mini chayis yafim mechalayim. All dreams or all chayis are good for dreams. Chutz mina pilu mina koiv. So if you see animals in a dream, that's wonderful. Except if it's an elephant or if it's a monkey. So you see clearly here we say if you see a pill, mamish pilei plays hafla v'fella. Right? This is what's going on. This is as good a dream as he could possibly have. I thought just the opposite. If you see chayis in a chalayim, it's a good sign, with the exception of a pill and a koiv. So the Gemara says hadle masarig, hadle masarig. If the elephant was saddled, that's a good sign. If it wasn't wearing a saddle, that's a bad sign. Haroya huna bechaloyim. If somebody sees huna in a dream, neis nasaloy, that's a sign that miracles are going to happen. Chanina chananya yoichanan. What if he sees that? Nise nisa nasaloy. It means a lot of miracles are going to happen. What's pshat? What does huna, chanina, chananya, and yoichanan have to do with dreams? So Rashi says, because they all have nuns in the names. Neis nasaloi nun, kenege nun. So if you see the nun in Huna, or in Chanina, Chananya, and Yoichanan, they have two nuns, so it's a sign of miracles, or it's a sign of a lot of miracles. It's interesting that you see that the letter nun is symbolic of a miracle. We had in the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara says, by Ashrei, there's one letter that's missing. Which letter? Right? Ashrei is written in Aleph Beis, with the exception of the nun. Why? Because it has Mapalos and Shal Yisrael. So David HaMelech didn't want to have the letter Nun inside Ashrei. It sounds like if there's one letter, Nun Hafucha, that's not a good sign. It's the Nun. Here you have just the opposite. If somebody sees a Nun in a dream, Nes Nasuloi, Nisa, Nisa Nasuloi, Hiroya Hesped Bechalim. If somebody sees a Hesped in a dream, Menashemayim Chasu Olu Fadu. What it means is that something bad was supposed to happen, and they had Rachmanos on him. How do you get that in Hesped? Because the He switches with a Ches, which it sometimes does. So it's not Hesped, but rather it's Chesped. Ches, as in Ches Samoch, is Chos, Rachmanos. Pay dollar is, we were redeemed. The point is, if you see a hesped, you would think it's a bad sign. Just the opposite. And Hashemayim chasu al ufto. No, but the Gemara says, this is only true if you saw it spelled out. Meaning, this is going back on Huna, Chanina, Chananya, Yoichanan, and Hesped. That when are these things considered good signs? They're considered good signs if you saw them written out. But if you just heard the name Huna, you don't see this. If you see the Nun, that's a sign of the Nes. If you see Hesped, that's the Hesped. But if you just heard it, or you witness, you're at a funeral and you see a eulogy taking place, over there you don't have this segula. Before we go weiter, just two very, very short ha'aras. So the Gemara mentioned that Haroya Yishmael b'chaloyim, if somebody sees Yishmael in a dream, Tfilasei Nishmas, this is a sign that his prayers are going to be answered. The Gemara says, V'daf Yishmael ben Avram, Avotaya ba'amolai. So what's Pashup Shah? Why is it that if somebody sees Yishmael, that's a good sign as far as his tefillahs go? It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yoyim ha'malach Hashem. The malach said to Hagar, Hinech yihara, v'yoladet bein, you're going to have a child, v'karash shmo Yishmael, and you should call Your child's name Yishmael. Why? Kishama Hashem El Onyech. So Yishmael was called Yishmael, Kishama Hashem El Onyech. So in the name Yishmael is symbolic, this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering our tefillos. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which is the Kabbalah Sefer before the Zohar, as we already know. So in Pirkei de Eliezer, in Perek Lamed Beis, it says as follows, Shisha Nikru B'Shmois Mach Lo Yinolda. There were six people who got their names before they were even born. Ve'evohein, Yitzchak, V'Yishmol, U'Moshe Rabbeinu, U'Shloima, V'Yoshiyo, U'Shmoisha Moshiach. So there's six people who were called by their names, not by the bris, but they had their names already before they were born. Yitzchak, Yishmol, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloima, Yoshiyo, and Moshiach. And then the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer goes on to explain what the makor is to each one of these. Yishmol, Minayin, how do you know Yishmol? Shenema, because the pasuk says, V'karosa Shmo Yishmol. V'loma Nikra Shmo Yishmol. Why was Yishmol called Yishmol? Now, at first glance, the question doesn't make sense. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, V'karosa Shmo Yishmol, Kisham Hashem Elonich. The pasuk gives a reason why Yishmol was called Yishmol. Stating that, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer asks the question. V'loma Nikra Shmo Yishmol, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, She'osin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You want to know why Yishmael is called Yishmael? Because Ba'achris Hayomim, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the Yishmaelim are going to give tzaris to the Yidden. And when they give tzaris to the Yidden, what are the Yidden going to do? They're going to daven. And when they daven, Ba'achris Hayomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer the Yidden's tefillos, and that's going to usher in the Geula. So you want to know why Yishmael is called Yishmael? Because through Yishmael's tzaris, we're going to daven, and Hashem is going to answer our tefillos. So Pashup Shan in the pasuk is Yishmael was called Yishmael because Hashem listened to the tefillah of Hagar. It's a pasuk. But says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, there's a soid over here. And the soid, the Kabbalah over here in the name Yishmael, the oimik is not Hagar's tefillah, but it's unzer tefillahs. And in fact, the whole Geula is merumis, and our way out of the Geula is all symbolic in the name Yishmael, because Yishmael is going to be the one that's going to give us Tzaris Bachris Hayom. The Yidden went through four Galias. Galus Bava, Parasumada, Yavon, Edom, which is Roimi, but they're not going to be the players Bachris Hayom. Bachris Hayom, Chazal say, it's not going to be those kingdoms, rather it's going to be Yishmael. What's going to be our way out of Yishmael? It's going to be out. It's going to be through Tefillah. So the Sfarim say that you see from here that Tefillah is not just a strategy for Geula. You have Torah, you have Tefillah, you have Chesed. Tefillah is the way out. That's what's hidden in the name Yishmael. That the way you defeat the Yishmaelim is by tefillah. That is the Eitzah. Incidentally, the Balaturim says in the end of Parshas Chayisorah, it's the last Balaturim of Parshas Chayisorah. So the last pasuk of Chayisorah, Eilah told us Yishmael ben Avram, Mafter starts, Eilahim b'nei Yishmael. And then the pasuk says, Vayishkenu mechavila ad shur, asher al pnei Mitzrayim b'yach ashura, al pnei kol echav, Nafal. So it's referring to Yishmael. Al pnei kol echav nafal. The next pasuk is Ve'ilu told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoylos Yitzchak. Says the Balaturim. Al pnei kol echav nafal. V'samach le Ve'ilu told us Yitzchak loymer ki sheyipol Yishmael ba'achas hayomim. As Yitzmach ben David, whom he told us Yitzchak, that when Yishmael is going to be Nafal ba'achris hayomim, that's going to bring the Geula. The Geula is not going to come after defeating Roimi. It's not going to come after defeating Yavon. It's going to come after defeating Yishmael. That's the Balaturim. It comes from this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Again, another Marganisa that's hidden over here. Soidois of Achris Hayamim in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The other Ha'ara is also a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that the Gemara said if somebody sees a gomel in a chaloim, it's a misa niknas aloim in Hashemayim. It's a sign that this person was supposed to die and somehow he got speared from it. Where do you see that in the pasuk? So you have some remazim. Gam Oloi is Gomel, Gam Loi is also Gomel. I saw in the Sefer in Elio. In Elio was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhin, and he brings that could be Pshat is based on another Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says regarding the Nachash. So who was the one that got Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas? It was the Nachash. We'll see more about the Nachash later in the Daf. Va'Nachash ha'yor mikol chayis ha'sada says Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Again, soydus. V'hayo demusai kemin Gomel. He looked like a camel. Now you know the rest of the story. Regardless, the Nachash looked like a Gamal. The Nachash looked like a Gamal. The Nachash is who caused Misa to the world. So it says the in Elio, maybe that's the Oimek. Haroya Gamal Bechalayim. See, he's seeing the Nachash of Adam Arish and Kaidam Achet. That's a sign of Misa. So the Gemara Vayta, Oyna Yehishmei Rabbi Mevarach. If somebody says Yehishmei Rabbi in a dream, Muftach Lo Yishuv Benayil Mabas. Yehishmei Rabbi is always associated with the Gresta Brach in the world. So if somebody says it even in a dream, Muftach Lo Yishuv Benayil Mabas. Kiri Kriyishma. If somebody says Kriyishma in a dream, Roish Atishra Olav Shechina. It's a sign that he's someone that deserves Shechina. So why doesn't he have it? Elish in Dairz Akoy Lekach. It must be the issue is not him. The issue is the generation. Menich Tulum Bechalem. Somebody's putting on Tulum. The dream is Apa the Gdula. It's a sign that he's going to have Gdula. Shinema Vero Kalam Yoretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha V'yaru Mimecha. And what is that referring to? That Vero Kalam Yoretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Elecha V'yaru Mimecha. Clearly a sign of Gdula. V'tanyo Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. Maybe that's why Rabbi Eliezer in this price is called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer is Stam Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Menhorkin is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Why is it called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol here? We're talking about Gedula. So Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, Eilu Tefillin Shebir Reish. Mispal Bechlem, somebody davens in a dream. Simon Yafloi, it's also a good sign. But that's only true if he didn't finish davening. If he finishes davening in a dream, not so good. Habali Mai Bechalayim. If someone's boiled with his mother in a dream, Yitzapa Labina, it's a good sign. Shenema Ki Im Labina, Tikra. Im is aim. Bina Habal Naira Murasa in a dream, Yitzapa Latayra. Shenema Tayra Tzivalanu Moshe, Moirasha Kihilas Yaakov, Al Tikri Moirasha, Elum Me'urasa. So that's the connection between Torah and Naira Murasa. So if someone's ba and a Naira Murasa in a dream, Yitzapa L'Torah. Habal Achoysoi B'chaloyim Yitzapa L'Chachma. Shenema Emer L'Chachma Achoysiyat. Habal Ishes Ish B'chaloyim Muftach Lo'yishu B'Noilam Habo. V'Hani Mili says the Gemara D'la Yadala. This is only true if he didn't know her. V'la Yira B'Mayorti, he didn't think about her. But if he was being Maharer about this Ishes Ish, and then in a dream he was Baal Ishes Ish, then it's obviously not Muftach Lo'yishu B'Noilam Habo. Amr Abchei Barabah. Haroya Chitim B'chaloyim. If somebody sees wheat in a dream, Rosh Shaloyim. It's a good sign. Peace is coming. Shenemar hasam givulech shalom chelav chitim yasbiyech shalom chitim haroyes sa'irim b'chalom. If somebody sees barley in a dream, it's also a very good sign. Saru avay noisav. That means all his averus went away. So sa'irim is miloshin tsar. Sin, samach, same difference. The point is, his averus are going away. Shenemar v'sar avay necha. Reb Zeira said, "I'm not leisolkim Bavel Eretz Yisrael. I didn't go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ad chazoi sairi bechelma. Until I saw sa'irim, until I saw barley in a dream. So what's the rest of the story? So we spoke about this not long ago. The Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Ksuvos, Reb Zeira wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he had to avoid his greater Rebbe, Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda said, 'Kol oilam mibavel Eretz Yisrael. Every basay shenem avavelu yuvo. V'shama yu at yom pakti yosef no mashab.' Reb Yehuda held that you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, even though Reb Yehuda was chaviv alei Eretz Yisrael. He used to make the bracha by Rishem and Arzeinu on oil, but he held a Yid's not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Yid has to be a Bavel. He's not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. But Reb Zeira did feel he's allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he was avoiding Reb Yehuda. And Reb Zeira, of course, eventually went to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says he went to Eretz Yisrael. He fasted that he should forget Talmud Bavli. There's many, many Gemaras about Reb Zeira going to Eretz Yisrael. But says Reb Zeira, as much as I was idealistic and I very much wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael against the wishes of my Rebbe, I didn't go. I didn't go until I had a dream. In my dream, I saw barley, and when I saw sa'irim in the dream, that was a sign that I'm able to go. What does barley have to do with going to Eretz Yisrael? Because haroya sa'irim bechaloyim saru avinoisav, and it was when I knew my averus went away. That was the time that I felt I was able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning Reb Zeira, who felt that a yid can go to Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time held he had to be on a certain madrega in order to be in Eretz Yisrael. And if he wasn't on a certain madrega, he wouldn't be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. I saw him by Rav David Mandelbaum in the Daf Al Daf. He brings that he saw in a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, who discussed this Gemara, and he says, why did Reb Zeira need this dream? He obviously held you allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because really, at first glance, the machloikis between Reb Zeira and Reb Yehuda, could you go to Eretz Yisrael, could you not go to Eretz Yisrael, is contingent on how you understand the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says, Bavel yuvo, Reb Zeira held, it's referring to the Kalim that were taken away. Right? We spoke about this recently. Whereas Reb Yehuda, no, it's talking about the Yidden themselves. Bavelu Yuvo, you have to be there until the Geula comes. And obviously, Reb Yehuda held that Bayesheni wasn't considered the Geula, and as a result, the Geula didn't come yet, so you still have to be in Bavel. So the Machlokes is how to understand the Pasuk. Is Bavelu Yuvo referring to the Kalim, or is it referring to the Yidden? So what did Reb Zeira have to have a dream for? See, he said, Reb Waldenberg said, because Reb Zeira understood his Rebbe held not like him. And he wasn't willing to go connected his Rebbe, Allah Lamaisa. He felt that he was right, but the Rebbe is Oknish. So like Mehechat Tesi, I have the places to go against my Rebbe. So you know what he wanted? He wanted a Simon. He was waiting for a Simon from Shemayim that would tell him that he's ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Zeira had a dream, and in the dream he saw Sa'irim, and he said, why are they showing me Sa'irim? They're coming to tell me that Saru Avoynech, why do they want to show this to me? Oh, must be because they're coming to tell me, Min Shamayim, that I'm already on a Madrega enough that I can go to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he went to Eretz Yisrael. But he wasn't going to go until he had some sort of sign from Shamayim, because even though he thought he was right,
but it wasn't going to go connected to his Rebbe. Right? If somebody sees a vine with grapes on it in a dream, it's a sign that his wife is not going to give birth to children that are nefalim. Shenemar eshtecha kigefen poiria. Soireka, if somebody sees the branch of a vine in a dream, it's happily Mashiach. Shema Israel Agafen Iroi Vala Soireka Bnei Aslaidin. That pasuk is talking about Mashiach. Right? Tena b'chaloyim. If somebody sees a fig in a dream, Teirasa Mishdameres Bekirboy. It's a sign that he's not going to forget his learning. Shenemar Noitzer Teena Yoichal Piria. Noitzer Teena. Hashem protects the Teena. The pasuk is talking about Teira. Haroi Remaining b'chaloyim. If somebody sees pomegranates in a dream, Zutri. If they're small pomegranates, Porius Kekirimaina. It means his business is going to be fruitful, like pomegranates. Ravravi, if they're big pomegranates, then it's Ravi Iske Kirimoina. So what's the difference between Pari v'Ravi? So it's really, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Peru or Ravu. The point is, if you see small Rimoinim, then it's going to be Peru, the business. If you see big Rimoinim, it's going to be Ravu, the business. Palgi, let's say somebody sees a cut-up pomegranate in a dream. Im Talmud Chacham, if he's a Talmud Chacham, it's up on the Torah. Shenemar Ashkecha Miyayin Horekach Me'asis Rimoinim. So that's talking about the juice that comes from a pomegranate. Clearly it was cut up, it's referring to Chachma. So you see, if it's a Talmud Chacham, he's going to have Torah. Vim Amoretz, what if he's an Amoretz? So if he's an Amoretz, how's he going to have Chachma? Right, if it's a Talmud Chacham, he sits and learns. Okay, he learns, he puts in the hours. So he saw pomegranate juice in a dream, he's going to be a big Talmud Chacham. But if he's an Am Ba'aretz, he doesn't open up a sefer, or that's not what he does, so how's he going to become a Talmud Chacham? Just because he saw pomegranate juice? So it must be there's something else going on here. So what's the sign? The sign is something else. It's up on the mitzvahs. We'll get mitzvahs. And what do you see pomegranates having to do with mitzvahs? 613, right? If somebody sees olives in a dream, if they're small olives, it means his parnasa is going to be pru or ravu. So not either pru or ravu. That was by the pomegranates. Here it's going to have both. This is only true if he sees the fruit, if he sees the olive tree, it means something else. It means not a lot of business, but rather bonim Reuben, a lot of children. Shenemar bonecho kishesile zaysim. Ikadamri, yoroi, is Zayas b'chan, somebody sees a Zayas in a shrine, shame toib yoitzle, means he's going to have a good name. Shenemar, Zayas ran and yefei pri, toyar kora shem shmeich. The pasuk is talking about a shame toib and it talks about a Zayas. Haroi, shem is Zayas b'chan, if somebody sees olive oil in a dream, yitzapalamar toira, he's going to have toira. Shenemar, v'yikhoi lecha, shem and Zayas och. And of course, what comes to mind is Hori Staf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, if somebody eats a Zayas, it's kosher l'shikcha. But if somebody eats a Shemen Zayas, then to the contrary, it's Machzer Torah that he forgot. So you see, Shemen Zayas and Torah somehow come together. The menorah was the symbol of Torah. Haroitza Lahachim Yadrim. So here you have another Gemara, another Marumakim for that, and that is Haroya Shemen Zayas Bechaloim, Yitzapel Amar Torah, Haroya Tamarim Bechaloim. If somebody sees dates in a dream, Tamu Avoy Noisov, Shenemar Tam Avoy Nech Basin, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Haroya Eiz Bechaloim. Somebody sees a goat in a dream, Shonim Isbarach Hasloim, he's going to have a good year. Ezim, if he sees goats, Shonim Isbarach Hasloim, he's going to have many good years. Shenemar Vedei Chalev Ezim Le Lachmecho, Haroya Hadas Bechaloim. If somebody sees a Hadas in a dream, as in one of the Dalminim, Nechosav Matzlichon Loyim. Means again, he's going to be successful, Parnoso wise. Vim Ein Loy Nechosim. Let's say he doesn't have any Nechosim that should be successful. No, Yerusha Nefel, so Mokam Acher. That means he's going to have Nechosim. He's bound to make money. Amar Udav Amidom Masisatano. Vudachaz Bechanayim. Again, you have to read the fine print. This dream is only a sign of a Parnoso if he sees the Hodas inside the ground. But if it wasn't in the ground, then not. If it was in the Lulav, then maybe not. Amar Udav Haray Esu Bechalayim. What if somebody sees an Esu in a dream? Hadar Hulav Nei Koinoi. Means he's beautiful. Shenema Pri Eitz Hadar. The copy is tomorrow. What if somebody sees a Lulav? Ein Lo Yalu Leiv Echala Avish Abashamayim. So the one that was skipped is the Arava. So you have the Hadas, you have the Esrig, you have the Lulav. Somebody sees a Hadas, that's a school of a Parnasa. The Esrig is means he's Hadar. The Lulav means Ein Lo Yalu Leiv Echala Avish Abashamayim. As far as Aravas go, the Gemara doesn't say Aroya Avish Bechaloyim. If somebody sees a goose in a dream, Yitzapel Chachma, it means he's going to be a Chacham. Shenemar Chachma is Bachutz Taroina. V'habal, if someone's boil the goose in a dream, have a Rosh Hashiva. He's going to be a Rosh Hashiva. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I had such a dream. Ubasi aleha. the Salkas L'Gdulin. Shortly afterwards, he said he became the Rosh Hashiva. So what does a goose have to do with being a Rosh Hashiva or with being a Chacham? Because a goose makes a lot of noise. Rosh Hashiva, he gives a share, he makes noise. So that's the connection. If somebody sees a rooster in a dream, it's a sign that he's going to give birth to a Ben Zacher. If somebody sees a lot of roosters, that's a sign that he's going to have many zacharim. If somebody sees the female, the hen, says nothing to with children, but rather what he's going to have, he's going to have a very nice garden, the gila, and there's going to be a lot of simcha. If somebody sees an egg in a dream, so that means that that he wants right now is mitlatali, is somewhat suspended. Why? Because just like you can't see what's inside an egg until you peel it, so too, what this person wants is somewhat in suspense right now. Nishtabru, what if he saw an egg break? Nasis bagoshasa, that's a sign that no, what he wants is not tluy anymore, it's going to happen. The same is true, says the Gemara, not only for eggs, v'chein agoizim, for nuts, v'chein kishuim, cucumbers, v'chein kol kli zechuches, the same is true for all glass kelim, v'chein kol anishbarim kelu, anything that breaks, this is all going to be true. Before we go weiter, just to exhale for a moment, and that is, so we mentioned haroya tarnagol b'chaloyim. If somebody sees a tarnagol b'chaloyim, yitzapa leben zachar. Tarnagoylim, if somebody sees tarnagoylim in the plural, yitzapa lebonim zacharim. So I saw in the Shlema Mishnasai, who incidentally has a lot of interesting ha'aras, if you have the sefer, on this Gemara, and he goes through all these dreams, and he says some fascinating comments. One of the comments he makes that we didn't speak out is, the Gemara in the beginning said, if somebody sees chayos in a dream, it's a good sign, with the exception of the peel and the koif, the elephant and the monkey. It says, what does the elephant and the monkey have to do with anything? What do they have in common? Right? What does an elephant and a monkey have in common? So those are the two animals that if you see them in a dream, it's not such a good sign. But he says, what's the tifkeit in it? Shehein hein shenefchu b'dor enosh v'dor haflogo me odam lebehema v'chein ishe hayar. He says, during the dor haflogo and the dor of enosh, there were people that were punished. There was a portion of humankind that was punished, and their punishment was that they went from being regular human beings to suddenly looking like animals. Which animals? So he says the elephant and the monkey. So if somebody sees an elephant or a monkey in a dream, it's not a good sign, because this is a remes to the dar enosh, this is a remes to the dar haflaga. And then he says something unbelievable. He says, va'oysan shaholchu la'America, this is an exact quote, va'oysan shaholchu la'America b'dor ha'mabul, the people that went to America during the dor ha'mabul, nimlatu mi'mabul, they were spared from the mabul. The mabul never impacted the shores of the United States of America, from sea to shining sea. Ki ha'mabul ayhoyer rak b'chatzi ha'kadur ha'elyoin hazeh. It was only on the chatzi kadur ha'elyoin, the upper portion of the globe. Columbus by America. Again, I quote, Es ha-piraim ishe hayar. He saw people that were ishe hayar. Either way, he talks about the United States of America, talks about Christopher Columbus, he talks about the philosophim, the philosophim, that's what he says, he talks about the Kadar HaElyon, the Dar Enosh, and the Dar HaFlog, this is above my pay grade, but if you want to take a look, it's right here in Masechtas Brachos, Dibra HaMaskel, Chutz Min HaPil, Umin HaKoif. But that we just mentioned Derech Agav. What I wanted to mention was that the Gemara says, Haroya Tarnagol B'chaloyim, if somebody sees a Tarnagol in a dream, Yitzapel Ben Zachar, he's going to have a Ben Zachar. So what is a Tarnagol have to do with a Ben Zachar? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, because the Gemara said earlier, that why did Ezra make a takana that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah, Tfilas Ezra, before he says Dvarim Shabikdusha? So the Lashon HaGemara was, Shelo Yehu Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishreseyem Ketarnagoylo. So the Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be with their wives like Tarnagoylo. So he says, you see from here that a Tarnagoylo is Shtufei Zimo. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Bilam was referred to himself as Noam HaGever. Why did he call himself Noam HaGever? Miloshen Kurois HaGever. He says because Bilam was Shtufei Zima, even at the Asayin, with the donkey, he was Shtufei Zima. The Gever is a Tarnagol. The Tarnagol is always considered Shtufei Zima. But the point is, the Tarnagol is Boil very often. So he said that the Gemara says that if somebody wants to have bon of scharim, so what should he do? Yivol v'yishne v'yivol. He should be ba'al, and then he should ba'al a second time. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi said, ani ba'alti chomish be'ilois ba'alti v'notati chamisha arozim b'Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi said he was ba'al 5 times and he had 5 sons. Chamisha arozim b'Yisrael. Afraid the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi was only ba'al 5 times. What do you mean? What happened to Oina? So Tosis brings from the Yerushalmi that it was all Yibum and it was 5 be'ilois of Yibum. These were be'ilois mitzvah. From the 5 be'ilois of Yibum, he had chamisha arozim b'Yisrael. But the Gemara says a different reason. The Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli says chamish pamim ba'alti v'shonisi. And it was because of the second bila that he had bonum scharim. So a roya tarnigal b'chaloi, that's a sign of shtufei zima. It's a sign of not just bila, but it's yivel v'yishna. Yivel v'yishna, that's a sign of scharim. That's why, that's what the Shlomo Mishnasai says. That's why he's going to end up having the scharim. But on the topic of having a dream that's going to have scharim, Rabbi Binefeld told me an unbelievable story. Maisa shahaya kachoy in the city of Dvinsk. There was a woman that had a dream. And in her dream, she was in a cemetery. And she saw a matzeva. So she goes over to the matzeva, she reads the matzeva, and it was her name. There was a date on the matzeva, and it was in the not too distant future, and she was going to die on that day. And mamish, there was a day with the yard site and everything. Not just that, there was a lot of blood. There was a lot of blood on the matzeva. She was very, very spooked by the dream that she had. She didn't know what to do. The next night she went to sleep, she had the dream again. She said she already had the dream twice. She has to do something. So she ran to Rameya Simcha, who was the Rav in Dvinsk, and she told Rameya Simcha, what's going on? I'm poshut scared. So Rameya Simcha told me, you have nothing to worry about. This is not a bad dream. This is a good dream. I'm telling you, I have no idea what they told you. He says, what do you mean? What did they tell me? Because I know you've been davening for years. You don't have any children. This dream is coming to tell you that you are going to have a boy. He says, what? It doesn't make any sense. Either way, she went home. She told her husband that this is a sign. 9 months later, she had a baby boy. Not only that, the boy was born on the date that she had seen on the matzeva. She invited Rameh Simcha to the bris. Rameh Simcha was the samdik. And after the bris, she went over to Rameh Simcha. He said, how did you know that this was the dream? He says, I'm going to tell you why. Because the Gemara says, in Masechtas Nida, ein psichas kever beloy dam. That was the dream that you had. The dream that you had was the kever, was the psichas kever, as in the rechem of the woman. The dam that you saw was the dam of ein psichas kever beloy dam. You had a dream that you were going to have bottom scharim. She didn't see Tarnagoylam. This was a little more dramatic. But this was a dream, nonetheless, of someone that's going to have bottom scharim. Zog, digimoyre, vaita. Hanichnas lekrach. Somebody has a dream. And in his dream, he entered a city. Nasu lechafatzav. It's a sign that everything that he wants is going to happen. This is like an unbelievable dream. Right? If you're in your dream, you're entering the city. Someone's taking a haircut in a dream. He's cutting the hair on his head. What if he's even taking a shave? Then it's not only a simon yafa for him, but somebody has a dream, and in his dream he's on a boat, a small boat. Shame toiv yoitzaloi. It means he's going to have a shame toiv, meaning his name is spreading all over the world. He's on a boat. What if he, in his dream, it's Bareva Gadol, he's on a large boat? Then not only is a good sign for him, not only is his name going to spread, but the Gemara says, again, you have to read the fine print. This is only true. The medallion daluye. If you're on the top of a wave when you're on this boat. Otherwise, maybe not. What if someone is using the bathroom in a dream? Simon Yofalai, it's a good sign. This is only true if he was using the bathroom, but he didn't finish using the bathroom. Meaning he didn't clean himself afterwards. If he cleaned himself, maybe it's not a good sign. If somebody goes to in a dream, he goes to the roof. It's a sign that he's Oyla Legdula. Yarad. What if he went to the roof and then he came back down? Then Yarad Megdula. Bayev Rabba Damit Shavayu. Kivin Sha'ala. Bayev Rabba had a lot of dreams, so they seem to be malumid in dreams. He says, no, once a person in his dream is Oyla Legdula, then already at that point, Allah, the fact that he came down at the end of the dream is neither here nor there. If somebody tears his clothing, he writes his Kriya in a dream. So again, this sounds like a terrible dream. Kainu like Gzardino, says the Gemara. No, it's a good sign. It means that ripping up his Gzardin. Ha'oimid arim b'chaloyim. What if someone's in his dream, he's not wearing any clothing? Be'bavel, depends where he is. Oimid b'lei chet. Be'eretz Yisrael, if he's in Eretz Yisrael. Arim b'lei mitzvahs. Ha'nitzvahs l'sardit. What if somebody was taken away by the Romans in a dream? Shmira nasas. Again, it sounds like a terrible dream. No, it's a sign that he's being protected. Nesnu b'kailo. What if they put him in these metal chains? Ha'yisifu lo shmir al shmir asay. That's even a better sign. This is only true if the chains were made of metal. If they were were made of rope. If somebody walks into an aga, a marsh in a dream, Nasir Rosh Hashiva. Liyar, so a goose is a sign of becoming Rosh Hashiva, and a marsh is a sign of becoming Rosh Hashiva. If somebody enters a forest, Nasir Rosh Livnei Kala. So that means he's not going to be the Rosh of the Yeshiva, he's going to be the Rosh of the Kala. So early in the Masechta we had the Kala. The Kalas and the... as in the Yarchikal, but Rashi over here says a different shot. Rashi says the Rosh Hashiva used to give shir to everybody. The Rosh HaKala used to give shir only to, like, individuals, people that were on a higher level of learning, Mitzuyonim. So the Agam, there's everything going on in the Agam, right? Agam, you have things that grow this way, things that grow that way. It's a more diverse in terms of what's growing there. So that's a sign. If you're in an agam, then you're going to be Rosh Hashiva. You're going to be giving shir to a diverse crowd. If, however, you're in a yar, in a forest, everything is big and tall and strong and powerful. That's the sign of the yar. Then vice versa, you're only giving shir to the really, really chash of the people, Beshamai. So then already, Nasir Roishel B'nai Kala, then it's a sign that you're not going to be the Rosh Hashiva. You're not giving shir to everybody. It's only to the B'nai Kala. Rapapa, Ravun, Ravun, Ravishu, Chazal, Chalma. Rapapa, Ravun, Ravishu, both had a dream. Rapapa, Daila Akma. By the way, they're plucked in Shas, always. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereda Rav Yeshua. So Rav Papa, who entered the Agam, Nasir Shiva. Rav Huna Bereda Rav Yeshua, the Ayli, yeah, he entered the forest. Nasir Rosh Bnei Kal. Some say, Chavayel Agma Ayli. No, they both had their dreams. They entered this Agam. El Rav Papa, the Tali Tavla. Rav Papa was wearing a bell. He had a bell hanging from his neck. He was Nasir Rosh Shiva. Rav Huna Bereda Rav Yeshua, the Loi Tali Tavla, who didn't have a bell, Nasir Rosh Livnei Kala. So a goose, a marsh, and a bell. These are all signs of Rosh Hashiva. Amar Rav Ashi said, I entered an agam, utaloi tavla, I had a bell hanging from my neck, v'navchi banabuchi, and I rang it, and I made a lot of noise, and as we saw from earlier, Rav Ashi became, okay, what's the bell of Rosh Hashiva? Macht koilas, that's the point. Tani tanika mid Rav Nachar ba Yitzchok, amachus amachaloi, if somebody lets blood in a dream, avinois mechulun loy, means his averis are all forgiven. V'atanya freikim ma, avinois of sturun loy, no, it sounds like his averis are all perfectly arranged, right? You have this category, you have the kalas, the chamurois, sounds like everything is nice and neat. All the averis are sitting in front of him. Mar says, no, my sidurim, you know what sidurim means? Sidurim limacha. Tani tana kamid rav sheshes. Haroya nochich b'chaloi. If somebody sees a snake in a dream, parnasasim is umenas loy. That's a sign that he's going to have parnasa. Noshchoy, what if he was bitten by a snake in a dream? Nichbal aloy. Then he's going to have a tremendous amount of parnasa. So we saw earlier that if someone gets shtois by a shor in a dream, that's a good sign. His children are going to be big talmid chachalim. If he's bitten by a shor in a dream, that was a bad sign. If someone's bitten by a snake, that's a wonderful sign. It's a sign of tremendous parnasa. Hargoy, what if somebody was killed by a snake, then, or to the contrary, he killed a snake of the parnasasai, that's a bad sign. Amalei Rav Shesha said, kol shken shenichla parnasasai. Shesha says, no, if somebody kills the snake, that's the best sign. V'loyi, the Gemara says, really, it's not true. But rather, Rav Shesha saw the chazah chivi b'chalmei. Rav Shesha saw a snake in a dream. V'katle, he killed it. See, he was trying to interpret it for the good, but really, really, it's not that way. Now, Rav Shesha saw a snake in a dream. Sheshes was a saginar. So this is one of the rayas that the Achreinu bring, that Rav Sheshes was a saginar, but he wasn't born a saginar. So someone that's born a saginar, so Lechura can't see in a dream either. But Rav Sheshes wasn't born a saginar, so as a result, even after he became a saginar, he was still able to dream. And in his dream, he saw this snake. But on the topic of snakes, which came up already a few times, I'll just tell you something very interesting. I saw in the Sefer Minchas Yosef, that was written by Rabbi Yosef Ingber Shlita from Lakewood. So he says that he heard b'shei, that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin once asked the Vilna Gaon. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin once asked the Vilna Gaon, if la'asad lavai, the nachash is going to go back to the way he once was. La'asad lavai, is the nachash going to go back to the way he once was? So before Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, so the nachash looked like a camel we saw earlier. It was a very different creature. Some say dinosaurs, I don't know. So, what about after Mashiach's going to come? So the Vilna Gaon said, it's a pasuk. It's a beforehand pasuk. So Chaim Volozhin said, where is it a pasuk? He said, the pasuk says that Hashem told the Nachash, va'ofer toichal, kol yamei chayecha. He says, the Mishnah says, v'sachtes brachas, daf yud gimel, om rabbi lezman azayir, kol yamei ho'yisi, arei anikimem shirvin shodav lo'y zachis, shati yomei tzias b'shai ba'leilas, achadosh ben zoyma. She'nem lamad tiskos, yoyim tzeis chamei eretz b'shai, kol yamei chayecha. I darshan yamei chayecha ayomim, kol yamei chayecha aleilas. What did the Chachamim say? Yemei chayecha, or Yemazeh. Kol yemei chayecha, lahavi limois ha-mashiach. So kol yemei chayecha means limois ha-mashiach. So the guy said it's a pasuk. It says, va'ofer toichal, kol yemei chayecha. Kol yemei chayev, he's going to eat offer. So you see clearly that even loss of love, this is the way it's going to be. It's interesting that the nachash is symbolic of parnasa. You would think just the opposite. It's because of the nachash that Hashem told Adam, b'zeyas ha-pecha, toichal lechem. All the tsaris, all the schwitzing came from the nachash. So you would think it should be just the opposite. What's pashup shah? Pashup shah is because it is pasik. Because it says, va'ofer toichal kol yemei chayecha. The nachash eats offer. There's no shortage of offer in the world. And as a result, he always has parnasa. Parnasasa is mezumenes la, it's seduros la, it's all there. Everything he has it kesholchan arach. So that's the pashup shah. It's just interesting. You would think of the nachash in the reverse. Tani tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan. Kol minei mashkin, yofin lechaloyim. All mashkin is good for a dream. Chutz min hayayin. If you see wine in a dream, it's not always good. Yesh shoseo v'toifloi. Yesh shoseo v'ral. Sometimes if you drink wine in a dream, it's a good sign. Sometimes if you drink wine in a dream, it's a bad sign. Yesh shoseo v'toifloi shenem. V'yayin yisamach v'averosh. Yesh shoseo v'ral. Shenem v'tmeshech loy v'yayin l'mar nevesh. So at a chasin, you drink wine. But then again, the base of it, once upon a time, they used to drink wine. Tnu shtecha lo oived, v'yayin l'mar nevesh. Amalei Rabbi Yoichanan l'tano, tani talmud chacham loylam toifloi. If you're a talmud chacham, and you have a dream, and you're drinking wine, it's always good. Shenema. The pasuk says, L'chu lachamu belachami, u'shesu b'yeyen mosachti. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, it's a hishkev enough pasuk l'teich biv. Somebody wakes up in the morning, and he has a pasuk in his mouth, harezu nevuah k'tana, it's a sign of nevuah. Tanu rabbanan. Very interesting gemara. Shloshim alachim hei. There are three kings. If you see those kings in a dream, it's a good sign. Haroya David b'chaloi. If someone sees David HaMelech in a dream, Yitzapel Chasidus. It's a sign that he's going to become a chassid. David HaMelech said in the beginning of the Masechta, "LeDavid Shamra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani Ani Yodai Meluchleches Bedam Beshvira Veshvilya." David HaMelech was the ultimate chassid. So if somebody sees Adoneinu David in a dream, Yitzapel Chasidus. Shloimei. Somebody sees Shloimei HaMelech in a dream, Yitzapel Chachma. Shloimei HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol Adam. He was the wisest man in the world. So if you see Shloimei HaMelech, it's a sign of Chacham. Achav. If somebody sees Achav in a dream, Yidag min ha-paranoyos, that's a very bad sign. Achav was a Rasha. Achav is in loy chelik loy lamhaba, the mission in the beginning of Perek Chelik. So if someone sees Achav, that's a bad sign. Shloisha Nevi'im, the same issue regarding Nevi'im. There's three Nevi'im that if you see them in a dream, it's a certain sign. Haroya Sefer Melachim. If someone sees Sefer Melachim as one of the Sifrei Nevi'im. Yitzapel Gdula. Melachim talks about all the kings. This one's becoming king. That one's becoming king. So if you see Sefer Melachim, Melachim Aleph, Melachim Beis, it's a good sign. Yitzapel Gdula. Yecheskel. If somebody sees Yecheskel in a dream, Yitzapel Chachma. The Tzlach says, why? Because what do you have in Sefer Yecheskel? The Maisa Merkava. The Maisa Merkava is the thing that defines Chachma more than anything else. It was only the wisest of the wise that were able to comprehend the Maisa Merkava. So if someone sees Yecheskel, he sees Sefer Yecheskel, that's a sign of Chachma. Yeshaya, if someone sees Yeshaya, Yitzapel and Nechama. So even though in Sefer Yeshaya, Chazon Yeshayo is in Sefer Yeshaya, but Nachamu Ami is also in Sefer Yeshaya. So if somebody sees Yeshaya, then Yitzapel and Nechama, Yirmiyo, if somebody sees Yirmiyo, Yidag Menaparonius. What's the obvious question? Shloisha Nevi'im, and then you told me four. I am the beer agro. The Hagoy Sagro. Shloisha Ksuvim Gedoilim Heim. There are three larger ksuvim, meaning sifrei ksuvim that are larger, that if you see them in a dream, there's a good sign. What are they? Haroi Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim is very long. That's why it's ksuvim gedolim. If somebody sees Sefer Tehillim in a dream, Yitzapel l'chasidus. Why? Because who wrote Tehillim? David HaMelech. Now that's not entirely true because there are other Prokin and Tilin that were written up there, the Yud Aleph Prokin that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's many different. But for the most part, Tilim is always attributed to David HaMelech. Haraya Mishle. If somebody sees Mishle in a dream, it's Apel Chachma again, because who wrote Mishle? Shloim HaMelech. Iyov. If someone sees Iyov, that's obvious. Yidik Menah Peroni. Shloish Ksuvim Ketanim. Haraya Shir Hashirim Mechaloyim. If somebody sees Shir Hashirim in a dream, it's Apel Chsidos. Koyheles. If somebody sees Koyheles in a dream, it's Apel Chachma. Kinnus. If somebody sees Kinnus in a dream, Lamentations, Yidig menaparonius. Haroya Megillus Esther. If somebody sees Megillus Esther in a dream, Nes Nasaloi. Maybe a Nes Bederachateva. But if somebody sees Megillus Esther in a dream, that's a very good sign. Shloisha Chachamim him. There are three Chachamim. Haroya Rebbe Bechaloi. If somebody sees Rebbe, as in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in a dream, Yitzapala Chachma. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a Chacham. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If someone sees Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in a dream, Yitzapala Shiras. The Gemara in a few places talk about how wealthy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was. The taxes that he paid, the Gemara says, are not Shaykh. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. If somebody sees Rabbi Ayin Tosfos Shabbos Daf Nun Ayin, someone sees Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who talks about taxes, that's why I'm saying that. If someone sees Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in a dream, Yudik ben Aperonius, he should be afraid, because Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. Shloshes Tamid HaChami, the three Tamid HaChami that if you see in a dream, it's a sign. Horeya ben Azai, Bechalem, someone sees Ben Azai in a dream, Yitzapel HaChasidus. Ben Zoyma, Yitzapel HaChachma, Acher, if somebody sees Acher, Yidag ben Aperonius, he should be afraid of Peronius. It's interesting that you have the list of Shloshes HaChamim, and then you have the list of Shloisha Talmidei Chachamim. What's the difference? Chachamim means that they were musmachim, they had smicha. Talmidei Chachamim means they were still Talmidim. The reason Ben Azai was called Ben Azai, not Reb Shimon Ben Azai, or Reb Shimon Ben Zayma, is because they never had smicha. What's interesting is that in the list of Talmidei Chachamim, so you have Ben Azai, you have Ben Zayma, and you have Acher. So why is Acher in the list of Talmidei Chachamim? It sounds like he wasn't a musmach. I mean, he was a Rebbe, he was Ramea's Rebbe. So how come Acher goes down on that list? Not just that, Acher is known as Elisha Baravua. Not Reb Elisha Baravua, but he was known as Elisha Baravua. So why was he called Elisha Baravua? Why didn't he have the title Rebbe? Most of the Tanaim were given the title Rebbe. So we always speak out from the Rambam and the Zakdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos, who says that there were three levels of Tanaim. There were Tanaim that were called Rebbe for the most part. The ones that were greater were called Rabban, and the greatest ones were given no title at all. Hillel, Shammai, Shmai Vavtalion, Yeshaya Yirmiyo, Yeshua Benun, not Rebbe Yeshua, Yeshua Benun, Moshe. So what's the pshat? He says, because the ones that were so great, any title would have done would have fakered. It couldn't have done justice to who they were. It would take away from their greatness. Elisha Baravua was so great that he couldn't be called Rebbe Elisha Baravua. I think this Gemara is the answer. You see that he was from the Talmidei Chachamim. Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, and Acher, as in Elisha Baravua, on some level, he must have not been a Muslim, but just two ha'aris. The first ha'aris is, if somebody says Shir Hashim in a dream, Yitzapel Chassidus. So what does Shir Hashim have to do with Chassidus? Now obviously Chassidus we mean as in the Mesilas Yesharim's Madrega of Chassidus, the idea of being a Chassid. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's Bryce, he talks about Chassidus. So what does Shir Hashim have to do with Chassidus? So it could be the pshat's like this. The Mesilas Yesharim, when he talks about the Madrega of Chassidus, so he says, what's a Chassidus? A chassid is someone that does lefnim mishur sadin. He does things even that he doesn't have to do. Right, throughout Shas, we associate chassidus with someone who does more than he has to. There's what you have to do, there's tayyak mitzvahs, there's the rabbanons, and then there's the people that do even more than they're supposed to do. They go lefnim mishur sadin. But the Mesilas Yesharim says that if you want to understand it on a more acute level, the chassid is to mitzvah saseh what the parish is to a mitzvah lois saseh. So what's precious? Precious is I don't just not eat nevela, I don't eat meat at all. The chassid is to mitzvah saseh what the parish is to mitzvah lois saseh. So he focuses in on not the lois saseh side of things, but on the assay side of things. And what he does to the mitzvah saseh is that he does even things that he's not supposed to do. So he goes out of his way as it relates to mitzvah saseh. He's a lefnim mishur sadin on the mitzvah saseh. We know that lois saseh, observance of lois saseh, comes from yira. Observance of assay comes from Ahava. The Ramban says this. The Ramban is in Parashas Yisroel. Asei is doicha lois asei. He says, why? Because Ahava is doicha yira. Asei represents Ahava. If you love somebody, you want to do good. If you're afraid of somebody, so you back off. A lois asei is, I'm not going to eat this, I'm scared. Asei is, no, I want to do. It's bekumba asei. Asei is always Ahava, whereas lois asei is always yira. That means the chassid is someone that's on the highest level of Ahavas Hashem. That means on the highest level of Ahavas Hashem. What's your Ashirim? So the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, he's talking about the Madreig of Ahavas Hashem. He says, the Ketzad here Ahava HaRu'uya. Person wants to have Ahavas Hashem. What's the Madreig of Ahava? Hu Sheyevas Hashem Ahava Gedoylo Yisera Rabba Aza Admoi. Not just Ahava, not just Ahava Rabba or Ahava Soilam. Ahava Gedoyla, Yisera, Rabba, Aza, Admoi. Try that, Nosuch. Achetei Navshoi Kishura, Bahava Sashem, Venimsa Shoigabatom. He thinks about Hashem the whole day. Ki ilu choili Ahava.
He's poshut sick as krank van ahava. She ain't daitam penuya me ahavas oisa isha. And he gives a marshal. He says, imagine someone who has ahavas isha and he has chaylas ahava isha. She was shoga batamen. He's going to think about her the whole day. Bein b'shiftai, when he's sitting, bein b'kume, when he's standing. Bein b'shashu oichel v'shoysa. Yes, him, he's there. More than that, here, ahavas Hashem b'leva yahava. Shoga batamen. K'moysha tzivonu b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol meyodecha. Says the Rambam, v'hushe shloy ma'im ederech mosh. This is what Shloim HaMelech said, Derek Moshel. Ki chaylas ahava honi. V'chol shir ha-shirim Moshel hu l'inyin zeh. You want to know what shir ha-shirim is? Shir ha-shirim is a Moshel, obviously. But what's the nimshel of shir ha-shirim? It's ahavas Hashem. Shir ha-shirim is the Moshel. Ahavas Hashem is the nimshel. It's a nimshel to ahavas Hashem. That means shir ha-shirim is ahava. Ahavas Hashem, where a person is chaylas ahava, you know what that is? That's chasidus. Haroya shir hashirim b'chaloi yitzapal chasidus. I think that's al derech habshat. Just one last aru, and that is the Gemara said if somebody sees chachamim or tamid chachamim, so it's a sign of this, it's a sign of that. So there's a lot to talk about over here, but just one aru that the Gemara says haroya Rebbe b'chaloi yitzapal chachma. Haroya Rebbe Loza ben Azaria b'chaloi yitzapal hashirus. Rebbe is Chachma. Rebbe Lazar Azai was an usher. Now Rebbe was a Chachman. No one's gonna was a Chacham. No one's gonna dispute that. Rebbe Lazar ben Azai was a Gvir. No one's gonna dispute that either. But everyone knows that Rebbe was also a Gvir. Rebbe was Torah v'Gedulah b'Malkum Echad. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu. Rebbe is a Rebbe Nasi and Ravashi. So Lachura, why Haroy Rebbe Chachma? Rebbe Lazar ben Azai Ashiras Lachayra Rebbe was also an usher. And by the way, Rebbe Lazar ben Azai was also a Chacham. But let's focus on this. Rebbe was also a an usher. The next thing that the Brisa says is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Yidik ben Aperonius. Why? So Pashup Shad is because he was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. Rashi says, "Me Arugei Malchus hayo vefshitei or karkaftei bechayo." Yeah, but he was one of the 10 Asar Rugei Malchus. There were how many Asar Rugei Malchus were there? 10, right? So there were Asar Rugei Malchus. So why is it only Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? What about the other? If someone sees Rabbi Akiva bechaloi, Rabbi Akiva, we're going to learn the Gemara in a few days where they. The Romans tortured him when they killed him. So why only? But Al Kapanim, this one ha'ara. Haroya Rebbe b'chalayim. Chachma, not Ashir, Zachary was an Asher. So again, one more Shlema Mishnasi for this morning. He has a lot of ha'aras on the sugya. But one more Shlema Mishnasi. He says, you know what the pshat is? Because Rebbe was a Gvir. But what did Rebbe do before he died? He lifted his 10 fingers. He said he wasn't Nene from all his Ashirus. Afilo an Espektana. So if somebody sees Rebbe in a chalayim, what does that mean? It's a sign of Ashirus. But it's also a sign of having no hana from Olam Hazeh. He said, it can't be a sign. Rabbi Lazar ben Azai doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say he wasn't Nana Katz Bekana. Lazar Azai was a Gvira. Maybe he was Nana from his Ashirus. Since Rabbi Lazar ben Azai, this is what Shlomo Mishnase says. So he says, because Rebbe Taka was a Gvir, but he had no hana from it. So what kind of Simon Toiv is that? We know Chazal were made. Rebbe had no hana from all his Ashirus. So that can't be what it is. It has to be Rabbi Lazar ben Azai. He's talking about Kol Mine Chayas Yofis Lachalo. So again, we're going back to the Chayas and dreams. If someone sees Chayas, it's a good sign, chutz min apil, the hakoif, so the monkey, well, the elephant and monkey, and the kipoid. And the kipoid. Rashi seems to describe some creature that looks a little like a monkey. V'amamar, feiti mar, is that true? Arayi pil b'chalayim pela nasa. We saw this earlier. I thought if somebody sees an elephant in a dream, it's a pela. If he says pilim, it's many miracles are going to happen. The Gemara says, like, Kasha, we saw earlier, if the elephant was saddled, that's a good sign. If he wasn't, it's not a good sign. If somebody sees metal tools in a dream, that's a good sign. Chutz mimar, pesel the card. Right, Pasha, it sounds like he has parnasa, he has what to do. But the exception of the mar, the pesel, and the kardim, the hoe, the mattock, and the axe, quoting the art scroll, those three, not. This is only true if he saw it in its handle. If he didn't see it in its handle, that's not talach. If a person sees peiros in a dream, that's also a good sign. Chutz mipagei tamar. Unless he sees unripe dates. Kol mine yirok is yofen b'chaloi. Any vegetable that he sees in a dream is a good sign. Chutz mirashi lefasais, except for the infamous heads of turnips. V'amar Rav, wait, the Gemara, is that true? The head of a turnip is not a good sign. But Rav said, lo yasri adachazoi, rashi lefasais. Rav said, I didn't become a gvir until I had a dream. And in my dream I saw rashi lefasais. It's interesting, Rav was a gvir. Ki chazah, the Gemara says, b'kanayu chazah. He saw them while they were still in its, it was still on their stem. That's when it's like this, otherwise not. Kol mine tzevoinim yofel l'chaloyim. If a person sees colors in a dream, that's a good sign. Chutz min ha-tcheles, with the exception of tcheles. If you take a look at Rashi says, what's tcheles? Yoroiku. Tcheles is yoroik. Now,
Tchelis is always described as blue. Yarik is like green, yellow. Yariku, umisha pun of yarikim, chaylohu. Someone whose face is yarik is considered a chaylo. So two interesting things. Number one, the achroinim, the gedoyle achroinim, brought a raya from this Rashi right here, that when it comes to a baby, and the moel has to decide to do bris milah or not. So if the baby is yellow, you don't do bris milah, right? Obviously. So the question is, what part of the body? Let's say he's a little yorik on his face, but the rest of his body not. Is that considered yorik? They said it's a mefurish Rashi. Misha pun of yorik and chaylavu. Pun of yorik. A Rashi talked away. But look, here's another thing you see in this Rashi, and that is there's such a debate of what exactly the tchelis is as it relates to tchelis of tzitzis, of tchelis fame. So the question is, and there's different simon. We don't know what the tchelis is, right? Nobody knows for sure. But the murex, right? There's a whole bunch. We have rate bites on this. But there's a lot of debate about that. And really, everyone's looking for clues. It's just clues. Everyone had to back in and try to be an investigative reporter to figure out exactly this clue, that clue. And it's all favarfin, because we don't have a shulchan. There's no similar shulchan aruch. Ma'u tcheles, and go through ubay shmeina se'ifin, and with Magen Avrams and Tazis. So everyone had to piece it together. So there's different clues scattered throughout Shas. So here you have a Rashi, where Rashi says, tcheles, yoriku. Rashi seems to say tcheles is not a perfect blue, but rather it's yorik. It's the color of a baby when you're debating of a chayla. Okay, it could be... Yarik is not blue, right? I mean, Yarik is just not blue. Either way, it's interesting because one of the big Mar Mekoymas is a Rashi and Perek Chelek. So you have a Rashi and Perek Chelek, you have a Rashi and Perek Araya, two of the most intense Agada to Sugyas in Shas. Says the Gemara, if somebody sees, call me the Oifis Yafal Chalayim. What if you see birds in a dream? It's good. Chutz, Min Karya, Vekifufa, Vekur Peroy. Haguf, me'ein, meshivin, umarchivin, simen. Shloish nechnasal deguf. There's three things that enter a person's body, but the ainaguf nana mehem. But the body doesn't have enough from it. Good gonios, cherries, kafnios, those are dates that have gone bad. Upage tmara, and those are dates that are not ripe yet. Shloish nechnasal deguf. There are three things that don't enter the guf. The haguf nana, but the guf does have enough from it. Elohim rechitza. Sicha v'tashmish, tashmish amito. Shloisha me'ein alam haba. There are three things that are me'ein alam haba. Elohein, Shabbos, Shemesh, the sun, v'tashmish. Says more tashmish to my. You know, v'tashmish amito. Hamikhash kachish. A person gets weak from tashmish amito. Ella tashmish nekoven. What it means is, when we say tashmish is me'ein alam haba, it means going to the bathroom. Shloisha meshim v'daita shalotim. Elohein, the three things that give a person yishuv hadas. Koil. Something that sounds good, umara, something that looks good, vireyach, something that smells good. Shloisha marchivin daitoy shalhadam, eluhein, dira na'a, v'isha na'a, v'kelim na'a. Chamisha v'shisha v'asara sim. Chamisha echamisha. There are five things that are 1/60th. Eluhein, esh, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbos, Shena, sleep, v'chaloy. They're all 1/60th of something else. Eish, echem yishishon l'gehenim, it's 1/60th gehenim. Dvash, echem yishishon l'mon, 1/60th of the month. Shabbos, echem yishishon l'olam haba. Shena, echem yishishon l'misa. Chaloyim, echem yishishon l'nevoa. Just one interesting or actually two things. The Marsha says, why 1/60th? Why not 1/40th? Why not 1/70th? So says the Marsha, the point is not 1/60th. The point is that we know that if something is nis'arev with 59 other things like it, it's not bottle. If you have 60 times it, it is bottle. 1/60th is the least amount you can have without it being bottle. When it's 1/61st, I mean, if you have 60 times one, so together you have 61, it's meaning this thing is 1/61, then it's bottle. But if it's 1/60th, even though it's so small, but it's not bottle. That's the point. The point is it's tamayu mamasha. There's a tam ke'ikar over here. Not just a tam, but it's more than a tam. It's a tam ke'ikar. And the taruva is you wouldn't be able to eat it. That's the point. It's echem yishishim. But we mentioned five things. All interesting. Shena is echem yishishim l'misa. Just one ha'ara. Pchaim V'lashim brings in Ruach Chaim that we know Yaakov Avinu went 14 years he didn't sleep. The Pasuk says, Vayishka b'makamahu, b'makamahu shachav, but the 14 years that he was b'shem ve'ever, he didn't sleep. How could a human being go 14 years without sleeping? So Reb Chaim V'lozhin has said, because Shein is 1/60th of Misa. And the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So Yaakov Avinu had in him, he was loy meis. Being that he didn't have Misa, he didn't have Shena. Because Shena is a sifkatan of Misa. So if Yaakov Avinu, brilliant, is loy meis, so Yaakov Avinu didn't have to sleep. Says Mashishad Varm Simi Yafal, there's six things that's a good sign for a chayla. Elohim, itush, if a chayla sneezes, that's a good thing. Zeya, if he schwitzes, shulshul,
carry, if he's roya carry, the shena, sleep, the chaloyim, and a dream. Itosh, how do you know sneezing is good? Ati shoysov tohelar. Sneezing brings light. Zeya dechsev, bezeya sapecha toichalecha. So again, you would think this is a bad pasuk. No, bezeya sapecha, shvitz, lechem is going to come. Shilshul, how do you know shilshul is a good thing? Dechsev, miyart soya lihipa seach, filayom is loshachas. Carry is a good thing? Yeah, dechsev, yira zera. Yaruch Yomim. So if somebody's Yira Zera, he sees Zera, that's Yaruch Yomim. Sheino, Dichsiv Yoshanti, Oz Yonuachli. Yonuachli. Chaloim, Dichsiv Atachli Meni Vachiyeni. That pasuk is literally talking about Rufu. And he uses the word Chaloim. Shishitvar Menapin Eschachel Mechay. The sixth thing that heal a person from Eschachel. Rufu, Asi Rufu, and it's a real Rufu. Elohein, Kruv, cabbage, tardum beets, seasoned Yevation, dried pennyroyal, Keva, that's one of the animal's four stomachs. Heres is the animal's womb. The Oiseres HaKovi, the diaphragm of the Aviation. And some say, Af Dogim Ketanim, small fish. By the way, El Shadog Ketanim, Af Ramam, Kol Gufish Rodim. If you eat small fish, it just makes the whole body stronger. There are 10 things that are very bad for a Chayla. The Chol Yoy Kasha. In fact, he's going to be worse than he was before. Elu Hey. Ha'oichel Basar Shar. If somebody eats the meat of a Shar. Basar Shamin, fatty meat. Basar Tzoli, roasted meat. Basar Tzipoirim, somebody eats chicken. Beitza Tzluya, roasted egg. Tiglachas, if you shave, Shachlai, eat kress, Chol milk, gvina cheese, merchats if a person bathes, v'yeshem af a goyzim, also nuts, v'yeshem af kishu, also cucumbers, but kitzer, he has to be vegan. Tana de rabbi shmol, no? Pretty much. Lama nikra shma kishuin, why are cucumbers called cucumbers, when they shen kashan l'guf kecharovos? Because they're very bad, kasha, it's very bad, they're like swords. Any faith, is that true? Cucumbers are bad, but except we just also. But the pasuk says, v'yem ha-shem lo, shnei goyim bevitnech, al tigri goyim el again, v'yem 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 Tremendous gvirim. They always had cucumbers. I thought Rebbe never had anah. He never had anah. But the Oichle Shulchanai Taisha says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph did have anah. But the point is, you see, Rebbe always had cucumbers. And Marz is like, Kash, Abba Rabbi, there's big cucumbers, Abba Zush, small cucumbers. Tanu Rabban, one last gemara, maze. Bye-bye. Somebody going back to the dreams. So someone had a dream, and in his dream he saw a dead body. So you think that's bad. Sholei babayas. If a person has a dream and there's a mace in his house, that means peace is coming. It's the mace is the Yonuach al Mishkaf Toy L'Shalim, right? Sholim, Achav Shasim Abayis. Let's say the mace was eating and drinking in his house. Simon Yofel Abayis. Not Al Kalev Abayis. So a dead person walks into your house, he starts taking out things. Simon Ra. That's already bad. Tagmar of Yosef, and it's not always bad. Rapapa said, but Masan of Asan, it's only true if he takes your shoes. But if he doesn't take your shoes, he takes the Leichter, it's fine. If he takes the shoes, that's when it's an issue. So the Gemara says, in fact, Kol Deshokel Shiv Chamayli, anything that a dead person takes is good. Barmi Masan of Asan, except for shoes and sandals. Called the Yav Shiv Chamayli, if a dead person puts something in your house, it's always good, with the except Bar Me'afra, except for dirt, for Chardala, and mustard.